In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. While the jazz of the 30s was predominantly remembered as coming from orchestras and big bands, seminal soloists continued to record memorable music in small group settings, setting the stage for the disruptive industry transitions to come in the 1940s. In this hour, we'll listen to the music of four such soloists: Chu Berry, Roy Eldridge, Johnny Hodges, and Lester Young. Turning first to Leon Brown Berry, a.k.a. Chu Berry, an influential tenor player whose impact was cut short by a car accident at 33, Berry replaced Coleman Hawkins in the Henderson Band and later played beside Dizzy Gillespie and Cab Calloway's orchestra. According to Gary Giddens and Scott DuVaux in their fabulous work, Jazz, he had an ability to remain melodically relaxed at a speedy tempo, an aspect of his playing that impressed the young Charlie Parker. We're going to start off with a version of the old chestnut Limehouse Blues by Chu Berry and his Stompy Stevedores from 1937, followed by On the Sunny Side of the Street by Chu Berry and his jazz ensemble in 1941. Dan Morgenstern, director of the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University, has said, "Considering the brevity in Chu's life, and that his recording career spans a mere decade, it's remarkable that his name continues to loom large in the annals of jazz. Had he lived, there's no doubt that he would be ensconced in the jazz pantheon alongside Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. He was that good."
Thank you.
two selections by Chu Berry, Limehouse Blues and On the Sunny Side of the Street, which also featured Hot Lips Page on trumpet. Chu Berry came of age as a player in the period 1934 to 1939 when Coleman Hawkins was in Europe, but in 1941 he was killed in an auto accident at the peak of his powers. In contrast, Roy Eldridge had a long and distinguished career. Giddens and DeVoe write, "Roy Eldridge inherited Armstrong's mantle as the most original and influential brass man of the swing era and set the stage for the ascension of Dizzy Gillespie, who called him the Messiah of our generation. Eldridge possessed an extraordinary dramatic talent and an ear for the unusual notes in a chord that stimulated musicians of every generation. He avoided cliché, and his penchant for raising the roof with stratospheric climaxes thrilled jazz fans. His timbre was unmistakably personal, bright, yet coated with grit, as effective on ballads as on showstoppers." Further, Gary Giddens has written, "By 1937, Roy Eldridge was in Chicago leading his own combo at the Three Deuces, with Brother Joe and Scoops Carey on saxophones and Zooty Singleton on drums. The exhilarating nightly 1 a.m. broadcasts were avidly followed by musicians who began appropriating his tunes. The Three Deuces group made only a few studio recordings, among them two explosive landmarks in the coming of age of a new jazz generation, Wabash Stomp and Heckler's Hop." So let's listen to that orchestra led by Roy Eldridge, known as Little Jazz, performing Wabash Stomp and Heckler's Hop from January 23rd of 1937. Thank you. Eldridge and his orchestra performing Wabash Stomp and Heckler's Hop. According to Gary Giddens, if any doubts about his generational preeminence remained, they were put to rest in May 1940 by his technically and imaginatively stunning solos at a Chocolate Dandies recording session with Benny Carter and Coleman Hawkins on I Surrender Dear. From that recording session, I Surrender Dear, and I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me by the Chocolate Dandies.
Mm-hmm.
I Surrender, Dear, and I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me by the Chocolate Dandies. The Chocolate Dandies in this case were Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Benny Carter on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Bernard Addison on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. We will return to Jazz at 100 and the late 1930s small group recordings of Chu Berry, Roy Eldridge, Johnny Hodges, and Lester Young in a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the small group recordings of Little Jazz, Chu, Rabbit, and Prez. Chu Berry and Roy Eldridge recorded with Teddy Wilson in 1935 to 1936 and played together in Fletcher Henderson's band in 1935. They reawakened it, according to Gary Giddens. In 1938, they pressed a number of titles under Chu Berry and his Little Jazz Ensemble. John McDonough wrote, "If Roy Eldridge was a reflection of Hawkins transposed to trumpet, Chu Berry was a reflection of Eldridge transposed back to tenor." Let's hear "Sittin' In" and "Body and Soul" by Chu Berry and his Little Jazz Ensemble.
"Ain't no hard as we work tonight, I ain't even tired, man. Let's go have some place and swing."
"Where you wanna go, Chu?"
"Let's go down the subway. You
know, who's working down there?"
"Ride's working down there, man. You know where you right are. And they kept swinging out already. Come on, Jazz, get your horn out, man. Let's go."
Thank you.
Partridge and Chew Berry on Sittin' In and Body and Soul. The Body and Soul recording was from November of 1938. In October of 1939, Coleman Hawkins would take ownership of Body and Soul forever. The third artist we want to cover today is Johnny Hodges, the legendary long-term alto sax player for Duke Ellington. Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter were the two dominant alto sax voices in jazz before Charlie Parker. While Carter played in many different settings domestically and in Europe, Hodges was in the Duke Ellington Orchestra for all but 4 years of his playing career. In the late 30s, Duke made a series of small group recordings featuring his primary soloists. Hodges, in particular, took advantage of the space to record some of his most significant solo work. From 1938, let's hear Johnny Hodges and his orchestra performing Jeep's Blues, Rendezvous with Rhythm, and The Jeep is Jumpin'. This is a band that is a subset of the Ellington Band, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto and soprano sax, Otto Hardwick on alto sax, Harry Carney on baritone, The Duke on piano, Fred Guy on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums.
Thank you.
Johnny Hodges and his orchestra performing Jeep's Blues, Rendezvous with Rhythm, and The Jeep is Jumpin' will return to Jazz at 100 and the late 1930s small group recordings of Lester Young in a moment. Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the small group recordings of the president of the tenor, Prez. In the 11th hour of Jazz at 100, we introduced Lester Young in the small group context of the Jones Smith Incorporated recordings of November of 1936. While his reputation was made in the late 1930s recordings of the Count Basie Orchestra, he continued to shine in the small groups as well. Giddens and DeVoe wrote, "Many of the musicians who went on to pioneer modern jazz worshipped Lester Young, learning his solos and imitating his book. White saxophonists, like Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, and Al Cohn, tended to focus on his lyricism and feathery timbre in the upper register. Black saxophonists, like Dexter Gordon, Wardell Gray, and Illinois Jacquet, preferred his blues riffs and darker timbre in the middle and lower registers. Young's style was so stirring and varied that it spurred the swing era, bebop, and rhythm and blues." Let's start with Lester Leaps In from Count Basie's Kansas City 7, a subset of his large band. This is Buck Clayton on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Lester Young, Count Basie, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Papa Joe Jones on drums from 1939. Martin Williams, from the notes of the Smithsonian Collection of Classic Jazz, has written, "A classic small group performance for Lester Young and Count Basie, with a more than able contribution by Buck Clayton. The inspirational interplay of Basie's piano accompaniment is almost the equal of Young's inventive brilliance." Following Lester Leaps In, let's hear Dickie's Dream. Thank you. Two tunes by Count Basie's Kansas City 7 featuring Lester Young from September of 1939, Lester Leaps In and Dickie's Dream. In 1938, a similar group got together as the Kansas City 6. Lawrence Schoenberg has written, "The Kansas City 6 recordings reveal a subtler facet of Young's genius than we get on the Basie recordings. The session was played at a very low dynamic level. Joe Jones never has to go beyond whispering the beat with his brushes, yet the music that results is deeply felt, immensely swinging, and profoundly influenced by the blues. Among the most prophetic and profound meditations on jazz ever recorded." We'll hear Page and the Devil with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Eddie Durham on trombone and electric guitar, Lester Young on clarinet, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page starting us off solidly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums.
Thank you.
The Kansas City Six was a pianoless sextet made up of members of the Count Basie Orchestra, including a rare appearance by Young on clarinet. Swing-era clarinet giant Artie Shaw said, "Lester Young played better clarinet than a lot of guys who played better clarinet than he did." Of the Kansas City Six recordings, Ben Ratliff in the New York Times Essential Library of Jazz said, "What Young is playing here is the Chet Baker, bossa nova, James Dean mood, the dyad of masculine terseness and feminine tenderness, nearly 20 years before that posture became iconic. Could it be that this temperament, call it beatnik, call it what you like, but you know it well, began here?" In the next hour of Jazz at 100, we'll continue to listen to small group recordings made in the heart of the big band-dominated late 1930s. We'll turn to small groups led by clarinetist Benny Goodman, Belgian guitarist Django Reinhardt, and bassist John Kirby. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings produced by WTJU Charlottesville and funded in part through a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. For more information, playlists, and resources, go to wtju.net/jazz100. This is your host, Russell Perry. And that concludes our look at Chu Berry, Roy Eldridge, Johnny Hodges, Lester Young.